Okay, this morning's reading is from Luke 24, verses 1 through 12, and I'm reading from the ESV version. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they went to the tomb, taking the spices they had prepared. And they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they went in, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were perplexed about this, behold, two men stood by them in dazzling apparel. And as they were frightened and bowed their faces to the ground, the men said to them, "Why do you seek the living amongst the dead? He's not here, but has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still in Galilee that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified and on the third day rise." And they remembered his words. And returning from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told these things to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter rose and ran to the tomb, stooping and looking in. He saw the linen clothes by themselves, and he went home marveling at what had happened.
Amen. Okay. Have you ever lost hope? Have you ever lost hope? I have no doubt that nearly 100% of us have. We've looked at a situation and wondered if there was any hope. Any hope. Especially in the light of the past 2 years. We've had the pandemic. We've had the current situation in Ukraine. Where is the hope? Where is the hope? Perhaps sometimes hope seems to go invisible when we can't see the solution. Especially on these global scales, but it can also be the same for us as personal, our own personal, isn't it? I imagine there are people in this room struggling at this time. And they're going, "Well, where's the hope?" And perhaps even now you're thinking, "Do you know what? Thanks, Nick, that's great. So what? So what?" I want to say that with Easter comes hope. With Easter comes hope. Got a couple of pictures, illustrations, illusions. Who can see that? What can we see? Two faces? A vase. Well done. There's another one. So the hint is that I'd like contributions. Okay, what do we see there?
Duck.
Ah. Okay. So we've got a duck or a bunny rabbit. Aha, that's good. Well done. How about that? What can we see now? We can see an Eskimo. Okay, yeah, you can see the Eskimo. Or there's a Native Indian vibe going as well, isn't there? So there's two there. This is the really old one. Everybody knows this one. An old lady. Yeah, you can see the old lady, can't you? And then you've also got the young lady, and the eye of the old lady is the ear. The young lady's going that way, and the old lady's going that way. Can we see? No. Well. Okay, I'm going to move on. You can find that picture on the internet and look at it for yourselves and study it and work out. I thought everybody knew that one. Okay, and I've got another one. Okay, it is the tomb. It's an empty tomb. Okay. That in itself is the picture. There is nothing hidden in that. But I want to say, on that first Resurrection Sunday, when people went to the tomb, when Mary and the ladies went to the tomb to have a look, they were in despair. They were going, what's happening? Jesus was put on the cross on Good Friday. He died, was buried in this tomb. And then they arrived 3 days later to find that the tomb was empty. And for them, their eyes saw the empty tomb and they were like, but where's he gone? Who's stolen the body? Who's taken our Lord? So for them, there was this, I can't see it. This is what I see. I see an empty tomb, but I see it. Someone's taken the body. Rather than what they should have maybe have seen was, he's risen. There is hope. Because he is risen. That is when you look in the empty tomb. They should have seen that. But their initial thought was, ah, who's stolen the body? And their reaction was to weep. Was to go, where's he gone? And then all of a sudden there was these angels saying, don't be afraid. Why are you looking for the living amongst the dead? There's hope. Do you not know that? There's hope. Because he is alive. He is not dead. And it's a bit of a weird story, especially if you don't know much about it. Hang on, you talk about a bloke who died and rose again? Well, how does that work? It's because we believe as Christians that Jesus was God. He was more than just a man. And he came and he walked with people. He ate with people. He interacted with people. He loved people. He gave himself for people. And just a hint then, as far as I can see, you are all people. Jesus, his hope is for you. It is for you. Because the living isn't amongst the dead. He is alive. The Easter story seems ridiculous. It seems ridiculous to talk about this, to imagine it. But it is true. I believe it is true. I believe that Jesus is alive. And I believe he makes a difference to my life. He is the one who gives me hope. So even in the pandemic, even in what's going on with the Ukraine, yes, I was upset. I am angry. But I have hope because I believe that I have a God who is greater than any pandemic, than any war. He is God. And I believe he is the one who offers hope. But not just the hope as we think. An eternal hope. A hope that lasts. We're here this morning, this Easter Sunday. Some of you are here because you've been invited. And you might not be thinking, you might think, well, this isn't okay. It's 2 hours of my time. All right. I'll go because I think that person, or that, I think Emma or Charlotte's a great person. I think they're both great people. And I'm really pleased that you come along to support them. I really do. But I hope you catch a glimpse of something that they've caught because they've seen that hope, they've discovered that hope, and they are declaring that hope today for themselves. They're going to walk through these waters of baptism and say, look, publicly, I love Jesus and he is my hope. He is my future. And because, like you, they're people, he's your hope. He's your future if you choose to follow him, to invite him into your life. He will not force his way onto you. Perhaps some of us know things where we've had things forced. I am not here to force it onto you. I'm not here to brainwash you. I am here to tell you the truth. And it's a truth that I believe will set you free. It will provide you with the hope in hard times. It doesn't mean you're not going to have hard times. Because I know from experience, hard times come. But my Jesus remains. That's a message in itself. It is truth. And I offer it to you. For those of you that have walked with Jesus for many years, for those of you who haven't even started, consider this truth. Because in times of despair, I believe Jesus brings hope. He brings life. And a life in all its fullness. That's what the ladies discovered when they opened that, when they went to that tomb, that empty tomb. They came to realize there is hope. Because he is alive. The living is not amongst the dead. And I believe he still walks today and lives with us. Let's wait a moment. And then I'm going to pray. And then I'm going to invite the worship group. We're going to have a song firstly that Emma has chosen. It's going to be played. It's a videoed one. And then Charlotte's got a song too. Goodness of God. We're going to have that and we're going to sing that together. But we're going to pray, have that song. And whilst that's going on, I'm just going to disappear and get changed slightly. Clothing wise. Lord God, I do thank you that you offer hope. That at Easter you brought hope. But not just a passing hope, an eternal hope. A hope that is for all. Lord, we ask that you would strengthen those who know you, that you would strengthen their hope, that you would remind them of their hope. And Lord, for those who don't yet know you, I pray for them too. I ask now that you would, through the words I've shared, through the experience of this service, that they would see you, Father God, as the hope that they need in their lives. So Lord, bless us now. Minister to us on this Easter Sunday, this Resurrection Day when hope emerged. May we sense that this afternoon, even when we're not in this space. Amen.